Welcome back to Yang Daily. I'll be your host, Alex Cheney, bringing you all the Yang news you need to live your life right. In case anyone missed the notification, sorry for missing the Friday episode. We lost internet here for much of the day and it set me back. And Saturday, for those new to the podcast, is our standard day off each week. Good news is you didn't miss much. Pretty slow news days, but we do have plenty to go over, so let's get to it. Quick shout out to our Tier 3 patrons, Peter Park, Shay Meehan, and Nathan Stankowski, as well as all our other patrons. You keep us all informed and engaged. If any of you out there want to join these advocates of humanity first and independent journalism, head on over to patreon.com/yangdaily. It would only take a couple of bucks a month from each listener to keep this podcast and community going and growing into the future. Now on to the news. If you've been watching fretfully out your window to see whether the Chinese rocket debris is coming for you, you can rest easy. It has safely deposited itself in the Indian Ocean. To the disappointment of memers the world over, as this event has been the best thing to happen to them since that cargo ship blocked the Suez Canal. For those unfamiliar, China's space agency allowed the booster on one of their rockets to the space station to reach orbital velocity, putting it into an unstable orbit that sent it crashing back down to Earth, with the whole world wondering where it would land. For reasons beyond my current knowledge, the landing zone couldn't be predicted any more precisely than, basically, Earth. Letting massive space debris recklessly fall where it may is not actually new for China, who do this sort of thing pretty regularly, and are somehow allowed to continue doing it, despite incidents of debris crushing buildings in populated areas. To China's Space Department, please stop. Sincerely, everyone. Despite misleading headlines, Facebook's independent disciplinary board did not rule on a permanent ban for Trump last week. They ruled that his account suspension was warranted, but kicked it to Facebook to decide whether it will be permanent or not. The board gave Facebook 6 months to come to a decision, until which time the suspension will continue. Trump seems to not be optimistic because just before the decision, he launched a blog website for himself where he now posts tweet-like messages. And speaking of tweets, Twitter has added a new monetization feature called Tip Jar. It's just an easier way to donate to users. It can be used to link Twitter accounts to Bandcamp, Cash App, Patreon, PayPal, or Venmo accounts. Recipients have a small cash button added next to their private message icon on their account, and donors can click it and select the donation service they want to use. Twitter takes no cut out of this. Right now, only select high-profile accounts can receive tips, and no, I'm not cool enough. Monetization always has unintended consequences, but I do think donations serve better than ads, both for benefiting the recipient and for avoiding perversion of the content. And this just makes easier what's already happening so people don't have to keep listing their Patreon, Cash App, etc. accounts. Still, it will be interesting to see if it has any significant effects or encourages new types of content or business models on Twitter. New York City comptroller candidate Kevin Parker has introduced a bill for a UBI pilot in the city. The bill calls for a pilot of 10,000 individuals to receive income of $7,200 each for 2 years, starting no later than the end of 2022. That obviously leaves a lot of details undecided, but would certainly be great to see. I think there's plenty of room to argue over how much impact these trials have on public opinion and moving the needle on true UBI legislation, but what's certain is they help the recipients more than traditional welfare would. Give Kevin some love and let the city council know you want this. Yang's campaign has put out their first mayoral ad. It's pretty short, not my favorite, but mentions three flagship policies: the People's Bank, cash relief, and reopening schools. I'd like it better if it briefly explained those policies, but there you have it. Yang revealed one of his main plans for increasing government revenue: higher taxes on vacant lots. He explained that New York City currently only values vacant land at 20% of its market value. Yang wants to raise that to 100% so that land is utilized instead of sitting idle. I like this plan. Land should be either protected as nature preserves or developed, not squandered. This is estimated to bring in about enough to cover the entire cost of Yang's basic income. See Matt's post in the links for more details. Mayors for AGI have received Fast Company's Award for World-Changing Ideas of 2021. Damn right. Recognition is growing. Let's change the world. And to that end, yet another major Yang ganger has thrown her hat into the ring for public office. Yinny de Rocher, no, that's probably not the correct pronunciation, but it is a fun one, is running for city council of Worcester, Massachusetts. Her policies will probably not surprise you, but in a pleasant way. Check her out and consider supporting. And that'll do it for today's Yang Daily. Bookmark and share the New York City UBI pilot bill. Check out Yinny and consider donating or volunteering. Flood Congress with calls, tweets, faxes, and letters using the ResistBot or Income Movement easy contacts below. If you need help, consult Humanity Forward, the Income Movement Aid Database, the Mission Asset Fund, or United Way. And don't forget to Yang Daily.